Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
Are you or someone you love being held in the grips of some addictive behavior or some past abuse? If so, next on Daily in the Word, we're going to discover recovery together with God. Stay with us. Lasting spiritual recovery is only possible by the internal transforming power of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only because of the gospel and because of the power of Jesus Christ that we can truly experience recovery from chains of addiction and abuse that bind us and haunt us for so long in life. Welcome to another edition of Daily in the Word and to a series entitled Recovery Together with God. This program comes to you from the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California, and features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chapel, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster. You can find out more about this ministry online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. On that website, you'll find plenty of resources that will encourage you in your relationship and your ongoing recovery as you walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, we're going to discover choosing a life of commitment to Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Here's Paul Chapel.
This past week, I heard the story of a pet store delivery truck that was going down the road. The pet store owner was driving the truck, and every time he would stop at a stop sign or every time he would stop at a stop light, he would jump out of that truck. With a 2x4 in his hand, he would bang on the side of that truck as hard as he possibly could. He'd go down a little farther to the next stop sign, jump out of the truck, and bang on the side of the truck once again. And people following him became very curious as to why he was doing that. And finally, one gentleman jumped out of his car and went over to the pet store owner and said to the guy, "What in the world are you doing?" He said, "Oh," he said, "that's simple." He said, "This is only a 2-ton truck, and I've got 4 tons of canaries in this truck, and so I've got to keep half of them up in the air all of the time." When I heard that story, I thought, man, that's how our lives are sometimes, you know. We're always having to keep things up in the air all the time. We're always trying to beat something just right to get things going forward, and it seems as though we always have things up in the air, and we're always trying to do the best we can just to keep progress going. And many people spend a lot of their lives really beating themselves up as they try to keep everything up in the air. Sometimes we get stuck in hurtful relationships or a hurtful habit or hurtful sins, or we remain in grief longer than God intends for us to remain. Sometimes people have a tendency to allow stress to compound, and the need for recovery by the grace of God grows greater and greater with every passing day. Sometimes, because of the stress and the trials, fear comes into our life, and with that fear comes anger, and when that anger is acted out, sometimes depression will follow. You see, many times in life, as we try to keep everything up in the air, we tend to compound the problem day by day rather than trusting Christ with the problem. Now, the reason for this series of messages on recovery is to help us get out of that vicious cycle. That cycle that is a cycle of control where we're trying to hold everything up in the air and we're allowing our fears, our worries, our hurts, our anger, our hatred to build rather than coming to the Lord. We need to learn today, God's Word says that we can have victory, for in the world we will have tribulation, but Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now how do we get out of this cycle that seems to be so heavy on the shoulders of men today? 3 weeks ago we learned that we need to recognize our need for God. We need to admit right off the get-go, we need the help of God. We cannot make it on our own. And we said this series of messages is not just for someone who had an abusive stepdad or someone who has a problem with alcohol. This is a series of messages for everyone in this room, for all of us need to recognize we need God's help to bear the burdens of this life. You know, one thing we all have in common today is that we've all faced trials and trauma and hurts in this life. Then we saw last week that we need to experience a meaningful relationship with Christ. We need to experience a meaningful relationship with Christ. And we studied several of the attributes of Christ last week. We saw that God is all-knowing. He knows about our needs. He knows about the hurts and the trials. We saw that God, who is all-knowing, is also all-powerful. He has the power to meet those needs and to strengthen our lives. We saw last week that God is love and that we love Him because He first loved us, and He loves us no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's happened in our lives in the past. Well, today we come to the letter C, and we're going to learn today that if we will experience the recovery of God and God's grace in our lives, then we must choose a life of commitment to Christ. We must choose a life of commitment to Christ. Now, I want to stop right here and be very clear about this message today, because this really is a pivotal message in this series. You see, the fact of the matter is we can preach and preach and preach, and you can read and read and read. But at some point in time, you must come to the place where you will make a choice to do the will of God. You see, happiness is a choice. Knowing the grace of God is a choice. And so the message today is entitled, Choosing a Life of Commitment to Christ. We must determine to take God at His invitation. Now I want you to notice in the scripture this morning, the invitation from Christ. The invitation from Christ. Verse 28 says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now notice the word come. And think of this morning, Jesus Christ speaking to us saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I see this morning that this is an open invitation. The Bible says in Revelation 22 and verse 17, And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Isaiah, speaking to the children of Israel, said it this way, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And so to yoke up with Christ, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, is to believe in Him as Savior, but also to trust in Him and to choose to be committed to Him for your life. And so we see this is an open invitation. It's for everyone who will come. It is a universal invitation. Notice what the Bible says in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Notice the word all. I like Romans 10:13 when it says very clearly, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, when it comes to the matter of a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, it is a universal invitation. Whoever will call can be saved. Now, we know that as Jesus spoke, much of His audience was a Jewish audience. Many of them were under the weight of the ceremonial laws. And to those, Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But He says this today in the universal sense to everyone who would hear the words of Jesus Christ, to everyone under the bondage of sin, to everyone needing the forgiveness of sin and needing a home in heaven. He says, Come, whosoever will may come. I remember as a little boy, we used to sing this song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Some of my Mexican friends changed it and they said, red and yellow, black, brown and white, they are precious in His sight. But you know, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. Jesus says, whosoever believeth shall be saved. It's a universal invitation. Jesus loves the entire world. This is an invitation for those who have never known the grace of God. God says, come unto me. And so this is a universal invitation. But I want you to see, thirdly, this is a very rewarding invitation. Notice what Jesus says in verse number 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, if you've ever seen a yoke, that apparatus that joins together two working animals, many of them do not look light at all. But Jesus is saying here, if you will yoke up with me, I will carry your burden. I will carry your weight. I want you to yoke up with me because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He will give us the rest that is needed. He will bear the burdens of this life. Thank God this morning there is rest in salvation. There is rest in the forgiveness of sin. There is rest in the power of Christ who gives victory over bondage. We see Jesus says that His yoke is easy. He says that His burden is light. Psalm 55 and verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord and He shall sustain thee, and He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You see, when Jesus says something, He backs it up with His power, and He will never allow the righteous to be moved. He will give us the strength and the sustenance that we need. Amy Carmichael was a missionary in southern India. Amy Carmichael lived in southern India for something like 56 years without ever taking a furlough from the field one time. She was a wonderful Christian servant of God. Once in her life there in India, she suffered an injury that caused her to be placed in bed. The stories that I have read tell me that she was in bed for some 26 years there in India. During that time as a missionary bedridden in India, she wrote nearly 40 books. Millions and millions of copies of those books were published. Several of them are on my shelf today. And Amy Carmichael is a testimony to the fact that the yoke of Jesus Christ is easy. The burden of Jesus Christ is light when we come unto Him. She wrote concerning Romans 8:28, the Word of God says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. And Amy Carmichael said, a wise master never wastes his servant's time. No matter what set of circumstances we receive, God will not waste an experience if we remain obedient to Him. You see, the fact of the matter is that as we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us the strength. And here was a woman who for 26 years said, there's a purpose in this, and God's strength will be real to me in this time. And she wrote 40 books that touch much of Christendom because of the truth of this verse, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Rather than going into the depths of despair and depression, she, by the grace of God, rose to the height of usefulness because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Now think about this invitation today. Jesus says, come. Come unto me. All of you that are weary, all of you that are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Now how many of you can relate to this fact? A lot of people, maybe tomorrow at work, maybe you'll see someone at work and you'll think to yourself, oh no, here he comes. Oh no, here she comes. I better hide from them. How many of you have ever been in a situation like that? How many of you have ever been in a situation where you've learned that you don't dare ask certain people how they feel? How many of you understand what I'm saying? You just don't have the time to go through all of that. You know, a lot of times that's how we are. But thank God that Jesus says to everybody, no matter what their problem, no matter what their background, come unto me. Come unto me. I have time for you. I have grace for you. Come unto me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a wonderful invitation today that Jesus Christ is still offering to this world. Come unto me. But I want you to notice, secondly, this morning, our hesitation to receive the invitation. our hesitation to receive the invitation. Now, this is something that amazes me. Why don't more people trust in the Lord? Sometimes I think about this as it pertains to those who are without Christ, who have never accepted Him as Savior. Why won't they come unto Him? Sometimes I think about this with respect to Christians who are carrying heavy burdens, and why won't they come to the Lord with those burdens? It's an amazing thing to behold and to consider the fact that here's the Lord with an invitation that's universal, and yet most of us in this universe do not come to Him in our time of need. Not long ago, Terry and I were driving along down a windy, narrow road, and we got stuck behind this long line of cars, and I think we were about number 5 or 6, and up in the front was this semi-truck. And you know how that is. You want to go 50 or 60, and you're going 10 or 20, and so you're just sitting there and kind of frustrated. And after a little while, the truck driver did something that maybe you've seen truck drivers do before. He put his hand out the window, and having the vantage point, seeing ahead, he started waving people around him like this. Well, there was his arm, and of course, people began to pull out into the opposite lane and began to pass him, and one car passed, and another car passed, and now we were right behind the truck, and here's the guy's arm doing this, and all of a sudden, it dawned on me that I didn't even know the guy that was leading me to go out into the opposite traffic. I'd never seen his face. I'd never met him. All I saw was a big hairy arm with tattoos on it doing this. And yet people were putting their lives into the guy's hands, so to speak. They were trusting him as he did this. And I thought about that for a while. And then I pulled out into that lane and passed him. But you know, as I passed him, I thought to myself, you know, this guy could be some kind of a criminal, some kind of a twisted mind getting me into a traffic accident. I've never seen him. I've never met him. All I've seen is that ugly arm sticking out the window, and I'm following the direction of that arm. And I thought, my soul, I've never met him, but I'm trusting him. And yet people today will not trust God with the needs of their lives. We'll hesitate time and again to really claim the Word of God, to really believe what God's Word says. Why do we hesitate? Why don't we take Jesus up on His invitation like we could and like we should? Well, I believe, first of all, we hesitate because of our own pride. We hesitate because of our own pride. We saw a few weeks ago our tendency to try to control the situation or sometimes to deny that there is a problem. And pride gets in the way of really coming to Jesus humbly. Jesus says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and then I will lift you up. But many times our pride gets in the way. You know, the biggest problem I have in the Christian life is myself. And the biggest challenge we have is just to humble ourselves. And sometimes the reason we don't come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help right now, is because of pride. Proverbs 18 and verse 12 says, before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. And so God wants us to humble ourselves and to come to Him and say, Lord, I want to commit my life to You. I want to commit my burdens and my trials to You. Sometimes we hesitate because of fear. You know, we're just afraid to trust God. We're just afraid that maybe He might let us down. I heard about a man that fell off of a cliff, and the cliff was about 500 feet from the top to the bottom of the canyon. And as he was going down that cliff, surely to die, he grabbed hold of a limb, and there he was about halfway down, holding on to that limb for dear life. He was shaking and holding on there. He began to cry out saying, somebody help, somebody help. After a little while, he heard the voice of God from heaven, and the voice said, trust me, let go, and I will catch you. Well, the fellow looked down at the canyon. He looked back up at the sky, and he said, is there anyone else up there? You see, that's how we are sometimes. God is the last resort. If there's no one else to help us, then we'll go ahead and cry out to God because we fear that God may not be able to help us. Many people fear that a life of commitment to Christ would mean somehow that they would be controlled in a way that they don't desire. No one is going to control them. No church is going to control them. No one's going to tell them what to do. But in many cases, these people are already being controlled. They're being controlled by their own fears, by the opinions of others, by their own hang-ups, by the hatred that they have from circumstances in the past, and so forth. And the fact of the matter is today that many people have allowed their hurts to become hates. And I want you to recognize something this morning. The truth of the matter when it comes to this matter of freedom is that freedom is choosing who controls you. Freedom is choosing who controls you. And when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you are in essence saying, Lord, my life is yours to control. We call it lordship. My friend, we don't need to be controlled by some other entity, but we do need to desire as Christians to be controlled or led by the Holy Spirit of God. And if that sounds strange to you, then what I'm preaching is just basic Bible truth about the lordship of Jesus Christ. Many times we say we don't want to be controlled by this or that, but in reality, we don't even want the Lord to control our lives. And the fact of the matter is today, when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, we are finally free to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And what a joy it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be following His Word. And so we see today some people never trust God because they're afraid of what God might do to them. They're afraid of how God's Word might dictate to their life where they should go. Then we notice in the Word of God, Psalm 34 and verse 4, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. My friend, when you and I are confidently trusting in Christ, there's no need for fear. There's no need for a defensive posture. We can trust Him when He says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so we thank God for His promise. Now, some people fear because of, or some people hesitate because of fear. Others hesitate because of worry, because of worry. Now, worry is fear's extravagance. It extracts interest on trouble before it comes due. And we see many people caught up in a lifestyle of worry. It constantly drains from them the energy that God's giving to them to sustain them through this life. And many people confuse the decision-making process with the matter of the problem-solving process. In other words, they want to solve all the problems before they make the decision, you see. They want to see all the answers before they make the decision. But that's the opposite of the Christian life. You see, God wants us to follow His Word by faith, and then He will solve all of the problems. And since some people spend all their time trying to solve the problem before they take that step of faith, they are really bound by worry, and they are missing out on the blessings of God for their life. Some years ago, my wife was counseling a young lady, and she had grown up in a family with tremendous problems with abuse and neglect. And because of that, she had really longed for acceptance from people, and she feared rejection from people. And in her developmental years and as a young adult, she really became a people pleaser, and she found herself being used and abused from one relationship to the next relationship. She just wanted someone to accept her, and she feared the thought that anyone would ever reject her. And her worry over rejection had caused her to fail in every relationship.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. We're studying recovery together with God. We're discovering how to break loose from the chains of sin that bind us and how to experience the new life that really comes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Recovery with God. You can find out more about this series or listen to past messages when you visit us online at dailyintheword.org. When you visit Daily in the Word online, I want to encourage you to take advantage of the resources that are there to help you in your spiritual growth. The first would be the podcast. You can download this program and take it with you on your device or your computer to listen to at your convenience. Also, you can refer a friend to the Daily in the Word podcast and let them be encouraged by the same preaching you receive each and every day via this broadcast. I want to encourage you to take a look at Dr. Chappell's newest book, The Burden Bearer. It's an allegory that each chapter is filled with not only a storyline, but then practical applications that will help you understand how to cast your burdens really and truthfully upon the Lord Jesus Christ and live the life that he intends you to live as his child. Again, this book is called The Burden Bearer. It's a wonderful read. Once you read it, I promise you, you're going to want everybody you know to read this book. Again, you can find out more about it at dailyintheword.org. Also, we're very excited to announce another Alaska cruise this coming August 3rd through the 10th, 2013. You're invited to join Dr. Chapel and friends from all across the country for great preaching and teaching, wonderful Christian fellowship, and the cruising of Alaska's Inside Passage, making a lifetime memory seeing some of God's most beautiful and majestic creation. That's August 3rd through the 10th, and you can find out more information about it at dailyintheword.org. Finally, on the website, you'll find a subscription link to a daily email. If you would sign up for this, you would receive a daily email from Dr. Chapel with a devotional, a word of encouragement from God's Word, and then an Old Testament and New Testament scripture reading along with a chapter of Proverbs every day. And as you get this email, if you follow it throughout the year, you'll read God's Word through in 1 year. It's a great resource, and it's free at dailyintheword.org. Well, thanks for listening today. If we can serve you or be an encouragement to you, please give us a call toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. Until next time, thanks for joining us for today's edition of Daily in the Word. Have a great day.